on BBC Radio Scotland and Sounds.
It's just coming up to 7:20. It's time for our Thought for the Day. This Wednesday morning, it comes from Alistair McIntosh, who's a Quaker and author. Morning, Alistair.
Good morning, Lauren Martin. Tonight's eclipse that peaks just after 7 is said to be a once-in-a-lifetime event. Some 90% of the sun's orb will reduce to a slender crescent as the moon passes by in front and causes Scotland's deepest eclipse since 1999. The astronomers say we'll never see the likes again till 2081. And as I'm now 70 years old, I regret to inform you, dear listeners, that by then they might no longer be letting me loose on Thought for the Day. But in 1984, I was working in Papua New Guinea when there was a 99% total eclipse. It was morning, yet the birds fell silent like at dusk, and as the shadows darkened as on a moonlight night, all the dogs began to bark like crazy. Little wonder that around the world, eerie astronomical events are seen as omens. In Luke's Gospel, as Jesus dies upon the cross, the sun was darkened and the temple veil that marked God off from humankind was rent right down the middle. In symbolic terms, as the brightness of the outer world grew dim, the inner world of spiritual life was opened. The Thousewood's bard, Angus Peter Campbell, told me of an old man in Daliburgh who told him that if they saw a meteor, a drek, as the Gaelic has it, they discuss interpretations of the storytelling Cayley and discern together what might be the meaning. It's as if strange sightings in the sky gave occasion to look into the collective psyche, to bring to consciousness deep stirrings that mattered in the life of the community. An eclipse reminds us that our world is held within a greater cosmic scheme of things, one where, as Pink Floyd had it, everything under the sun is in tune, but the sun is eclipsed by the moon. And so, this evening, as our outer world goes dim, what insights might we too discern if we allow our inner worlds to be illuminated?
Alistair, thank you as ever. Very much enjoyed that.
Are you going to be watching the eclipse, Alistair?
Of what?
Are you going to be watching the eclipse?
I am indeed. In fact, I'm taking a group from the Galgale Trust here in Govan out mackerel fishing off Closh Lighthouse. And we're going to be in our canoes, hopefully catching mackerel for the community as the eclipse falls. Let's hope the fish aren't scared off.
Well, let's hope so. That's a far better
Wonderful.
Answer than I was anticipating. That's brilliant.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy all of that. And I tell you what, just before 9, Alistair was talking about kind of historical attitudes to the eclipse and the way people have seen it in the distant past. We're going to be discussing exactly that, eclipse traditions, before 9 o'clock. Stay tuned for that if you can. The time now, 7:22. And this summer,